Dan, we have been waiting for this moment all weekend long. David Lightman, national political correspondent for the McClatchy newspapers. He was in charge of the Gridiron, the big program down in Washington this weekend. Wow.
And David, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. So tell us, I read some of the president's jokes, but tell us what it was like on Saturday night.
Oh, boy. It was great. You know, the way the dinner's organized, there's a head table, and I sit next to the president. Melania Trump sits next on his other side. Some of our executives sit up there, the cabinet. It was very nice. It was informal. You know, I was able to talk to the president informally and off the record. He was gracious. He was interesting. He got up at the end of the evening. He seemed to enjoy himself, by the way, and tweeted as such. Well, you know, we didn't pull punches. The way the evening goes, I make a speech, and I talked about, you know, my disdain being labeled a purveyor of fake news, and explain why, in fact, we didn't. But I didn't, you know, go at him with both barrels or anything. Kept it respectable. Threw in a few jokes. I was pleased to see he was eating at a hotel not his own, that he didn't own. he liked that. Actually, I recall the day at the Hartford Courant back in 1993 when I was working for the Courant, and he came to testify, and he had some, shall we say, colorful things to say about the Native Americans who run the casinos in Connecticut. And I said, well, the next day your lawyer called me about that. And I said, but it, when I think of it, it sounded suspiciously like you. So he liked that. So it went very well. He stayed, and we did a lot of songs, a lot of parodies. He was a good sport. He really was. Got up at the end, spoke for about half an hour, even though we told him you only have to do 5 to 10 minutes. And you've probably seen the news accounts. Yep. He both funny and cutting, and he was vintage Trump. So it was a terrific night. Republicans, Democrats, the administration all came together. It's the way Washington should be, frankly.
His polls are up, too.
Yeah, he was which he pointed out.
Yeah, sure he did.
That's fine. You know, look, he's got a right to do that. Isn't it Rasmussen, I think, has him as high as 50?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Zybe has him at 49%, with millennials 50%.
Wow. Yeah, well, tax cut and a roaring economy will do that. So we've got to give him credit for that.
Yeah. What's coming up in Washington this week? Are we back to gun control? What's the big topic?
Oh, boy. You know, talk about guns for a minute. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of talk and a lot of negotiation, but at the moment, the Senate does not have it on its agenda. They're going to go to a banking bill. And the House, I don't see it there at this point. The Senate's one to watch because you need 60, you need a bipartisan group. As of when they left last week, they were talking, but it didn't look hopeful. And Trump is adamant that something be done, as you know. And we're just going to have to be patient here. I don't think the issue is going to fade, especially with that march coming up in Washington on the 24th. But whether anything will get done, we'll see.
And again, Peggy, what was the columnist who I think is terrific? She liked a former president that was my favorite, and she wrote a terrific story in the paper over the weekend about Trump and doing the right things at the right time and so on and so forth. So he is getting some pretty good play in the press.
David, yeah, and like I said, look, this dinner was, believe it or not, 4 hours long.
Wow.
And he sat there. People would come up to him, you know, and talk to him, and you could see his people skills. I mean, he's very, very good. Good politicians, as you know, are just very good at dealing with all sorts of people, and you could see that. Now, granted, this was not the proletariat. I mean, right. People, you know, women in gowns and men in white tie outfits, and there wasn't a lot of poverty in that room. But, you know, he just really was able to talk to people in a very natural way.
David, what about the steel tariffs? How's that going to play in D.C. this week?
Yeah, I think that's the more volatile issue this week. There, boy, this is, talk about polarization. There's some who think this is long overdue, and there's some who think this is going to destroy American industry. The question is, what can Congress do? How can this be stopped? And they're trying to work out ways to do it. There's where I think you might see some quicker action, because you have these unusual coalitions starting to come together from sort of the Rust Belt states, aligning with more conservative elements. It's, stay tuned. I think we're going to be talking about that next week at this time.
Well, the president just sent out a tweet 27 seconds ago: to protect our country, we must protect American steel. So
yeah, he's not backing off what he wants to do. And if you heard Commerce Secretary Ross yesterday, they're full speed ahead. But again, a lot in Congress, this scares them. They smell trade war, and they don't want that. So again, though, what
he said, he'll tax the cars coming in from the other countries. Then
that's exactly. I mean, prices go up. They, not that any of us remember Smoot-Hawley in 1930, but a lot of people, a lot of historians, a lot of respected economists will tell you that was exacerbated what was already looming as a terrible depression.
And 1 minute ago, the Wall Street Journal tweeted, David, U.S. stocks projected to fall amid trade concerns. So there you go. Yeah.
After last week, it tumbled. So, but again, what can be done to stop it? That's the question. And how fast can something be done to stop this? Or you could argue Trump himself may stop this. I mean, yesterday, Commerce Secretary said they're moving ahead, but there also seems to be some wiggle room there. Yeah, I think that's a story to watch as the week unfolds.
Before we let you go, how was the president's appetite? Can you share that with our audience?
It seemed just fine. Although I got to tell you, these dinners, you know, he's talking to people. I'm talking to him. We're giving speeches. You don't get a lot of chance to eat.
Yeah,
one
right.
thing I learned long ago, eat early and drink early, because you're not going to get any opportunity to eat.
You got that right.
Well, it's great having you on our program every Monday, and God bless you.
Oh, it's a pleasure, believe me. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care, David.
He's a great guy, isn't he? Yeah.